Oh, much better. You sound wonderful.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to talk to you. We are talking with Othel Neville. She, of course, is one of the fine personalities of Good Day Live, which you can see all over the country. As a matter of fact, it's everywhere in New York City. It's on at noon on WNYW, in L.A. at 9 a.m. at KTTV. Chicago is 1 o'clock on WFLD, Philly, noontime WTXF, and Boston, noontime right here at WFXT Channel 25, the Fox affiliate. And tell us a little bit about Good Day Live. What is some of the things that you talk about on the show? Is it a celebrity-driven show? I know that you do a lot of things on there, but talk a little for the folks who've never seen the show.
Well, Mark, you know, first of all, it's a daytime show, and it's three people up there. It's Steve Edwards, Debbie Matenopoulos, and me, Othel Neville. And it's a daytime show, so you're going to get some entertainment, definitely, but we also give you information that you can use, because we know the audience, you know, is out there looking for some. You have a segment called News You Can Use, or Stuff You Can Use, or Stuff You Need to Know. And, you know, so we definitely have a lot of celebrity guests show up on the set, or we do a lot of set visits, which is always kind of fun to see, you know, behind the scenes. So you're definitely going to get some entertainment, you're going to get some information, and you're going to have a good time. So you walk away feeling good about yourself, I think, because you just had a good time for that 1 hour that you spent with us. And then you walk away with some information you need to know.
And there's always things like, you know, for personal care, makeup, there's information on infertility. Now you're doing Halloween costumes, there's living room, there's house makeovers.
Exactly.
All different types of things you can that you can find. The show's been on for a while. I've only caught it a couple times because usually I'm working during the daytime. But how long have you been with the show?
Actually, Debbie and I started with the show August 30th. So we've only been there just under 2 months.
Oh, you're bright and shiny and new.
Bright and shiny new pennies, I'm telling you.
Now, you've been a journalist for like 20 years.
Yes.
I know you started at KVUE in Austin, Texas many years ago.
I did.
That was when you were still at the University of Texas, right?
That's right. I was a junior at UT while working full-time as a general assignment reporter in Austin at KVUE. Yep.
At that point, African-American female reporters were kind of rare.
Oh, yeah. I was definitely the first over there. Definitely, yeah. I was back in 84 when I was working in Austin. And, yeah, you didn't see many folks who looked like me around there. And it was, you know, so, you know, I guess that would put me in the category of a trailblazer to some extent, huh?
Well, that's true. I mean, you were the first to have your own show on CNN.
Yes.
And the show Talk Back Live, that was on for a long time, right?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely, Talk Back Live was one of CNN's signature shows. And so to go over there and do that show was great. It was a great, definitely a challenging show, because I don't know if you had a chance to see Talk Back Live at all, but, you know, you're juggling so many things at one time. Aside from, you know, live studio audience, you've got guests via satellite, you've got emails coming in, you have phone calls coming in, not to mention time constraints, as well as, I mean, the topics we're talking about. You know, you're talking about Iraq, or you're talking about, you know, major political stories, or, you know, what have you. It's always just gut-level information, you know, stories that are in the news that are just kind of hit people on a gut level, get a gut level reaction from them.
Yeah, I used to enjoy you. I know that you did some stuff with Fox News Channel, and I used to like when you did some debates with Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That was great.
Those were always fun, but Bill's having some hard times now.
Bill's in the news now.
Yeah. You know, the spin factor is kind of spun out of control here, so. I don't know, you know, if you've ever had any experiences with Bill that were negative, but I absolutely not. Yeah, I never have. He's a good guy. I knew him when he was in Boston.
Bill's a great guy.
Yeah.
I think he's a great guy, and I never had any problems at all. And, you know, this is all, you know, all speculation at this point. It's all accusation, so we'll see how it all comes out.
Yeah, I hope it spins away, but you never know. Yeah, you've it's funny because you come from this news background. We talk about that a lot, but news has changed quite a bit, and it's expanded in different directions. And you've gone into some of the entertainment type stuff. I know you did an interview show for E Entertainment TV, and
right, and I launched Extra.
Yeah, I mean, so and even co-hosted Miss Universe and Miss Teen USA. With Dick
yes,
Clark.
I did.
So, I mean, that's really kind of, does doing things like that, at all take away from the quality of the way people perceive you doing news?
No, absolutely not. First of all, like you said in the very beginning, that the face of news has definitely changed from back in the day when you had, you know, three networks presenting news and you had three white male anchors sitting there on the desk, you know, and just kind of giving you 30 minutes that, you know, that was your only news source for the day. So no, listen, you have a skill set, you have training, and you just apply it in different ways, to different outlets. And if you think about it, really, you know, just let's pick a morning show, for instance. Let's, you know, on any given day, you may see Diane Sawyer or Katie Couric, you know, at the top of the show interviewing, you know, some weapons inspector, but then you also will see those women turn around and, you know, don some crazy Halloween costumes because that's part of what's in the news as well. So that's what I really like. I love the variety, and I think once people know that you're credible, it really doesn't bother them at all which story you're presenting to them.
I think a lot of the morning shows, though, have delineated quite well the person who does the actual quote-unquote news and the people who are doing features and other things that
But seriously, you've got Katie. Katie's, you know, she's, let's say, Katie and Diane, and Charlie, they're the main people, the main anchors there, but you're going to see them doing, you know, yeah, you have a news reader, but you're also going to have Diane and those guys. They're the anchors of that show, so they're going to be interviewing, like I said, It could be some foreign ambassador, and then they'll turn around and go, like I say, you go from talking about China, the country, to China, the stuff you put on your table and you eat with.
I mean, you know, it's interesting when you talk about, you know, shows like Good Day Live, that some people would call it fluff. But on the other hand, there are things on there that are important to people. And I guess even from, you know, breast cancer, shoe auctions, to all the different things, that infertility information for people who are trying desperately to have children. What are some of the things that you have brought along since you've been on there or since you even watched it that you think that, you know, are really, really important that you're really proud to be part of?
Well, just the stories that you just talked about. I mean, I think, you know, talking about infertility, talking about breast cancer awareness, and just dealing with folks who, you know, people who have dealt with that, and you know those two issues alone have such a major impact on people, and so I beg to differ that, you know, I wouldn't say that's fluff. I mean, like I said, you're going to get a mixture of stuff, and that's why I love this show, Mark, because we do get in there. We do have a good time. There's no doubt about that. But people having a good time, that shouldn't necessarily translate into fluff. That's just people having a nice time, you know, and then you turn around and you give them information on things that, you know, that you just talked about. We're talking about, you know, the flu shot, and that's really in the news. We talk about the presidential debates and how that's going. You know, so we run the gamut, which is really why I really love doing this show. I really do.
Have you had any inclination to support any particular candidates? I assume that some of the folks there are probably neutral, but others have obviously come out to support either Kerry or Bush. What are your feelings in this election?
Oh, I think it's an interesting election, and I'm watching it closely like everybody else.
I think this one over here has actually been, it's been kind of like, it's so tight and so emotional, and people react to it so either one side or the other. There's very few people who are actually undecided. They either hate President Bush, or are they, you know, they accept him a little bit. But it doesn't seem to be much room in the middle there.
What do you think, Mark? What side do you sit on?
Well, I don't sit on any side, actually. But just look at the thing and determine, what, you know, I'm not a fan of either one of them, to be honest with you.
Oh, I see.
I think it's the choice of lesser of two evils myself. And I hate when that happens, because if you look at it, all the people in this country we've taken, if we whittled it down to two people, and the two people aren't palatable to many people in this country, and most people won't even vote.
Yeah, I mean, you make an excellent point.
Well, but it's not my show here. So we're talking about your show, Good Day Live, which you can see every day. It must be a lot of work to be filling up the shows. I know that, you know, that you're on the air and you're the anchor, one of the anchor people, but the producers and the people behind the scenes that put these things together, they're constantly having to go get a story, and they're competing against all these other shows. Very difficult job.
You know, you're absolutely right. We have I really love working with our producers. I've worked with many producers, and this team, not only are they really hardworking, and they really have a great sensibility of what the audience wants to know, and they definitely know us well, but they're also, on top of that, incredibly nice people. And I got to tell you, I've worked with many, many producers. I've been fortunate over the years to have some, work on some really nice teams. But these guys really are really, really top of the line.
Hmm. You know, in Boston at noontime, the Jerry Springer show's on.
Uh-huh.
Which brings me to another thing, because they get fairly good ratings. I mean, I guess there are limits to which direction you can go to. But does Good Day have any, do they ever get into any of these, sexploitation, any of these things?
Good Day Live is not Jerry Springer.
No, I understand that at all, completely. Only Jerry Springer is Jerry Springer at this point. But some people, and Oprah's talked about this in the past too. If you want to get ratings, sometimes you have to do stories that you may not want to cover. Do you folks, do stories during ratings periods that, might be a little more titillating?
I think that we just, like any other television station or radio show for that matter, you definitely try to come up with the big stories for a ratings period, but we definitely don't. I wouldn't say that we leave or steer clear of what we normally do. Pardon me, I'm in a hotel right now. My other line's ringing,
That's
and I'm not
going
to answer it. But pardon the ring.
That's okay.
But we definitely stay the course, so to speak. You're not going to see us go out and do something, titillating or get these titillating stories, because we already know what's working with our audience. We have a gauge of what they want, and that's not what our audience wants. Now, as far as sometimes we'll do some of the celebrity stories. Say, for instance, the Britney Spears story.
Mm-hmm.
We'll cover it and cover it and cover it. And sometimes we'll look at each other like, okay, another Britney Spears story. But it's in the news. So that would be an example of one of those, stories where you're like, okay, are we doing this again? But somehow people want to know.
It sounds like you have a very, very busy career going on. Are you married or no? Or
I am married.
Do you have children as well?
No, I don't.
Uh-huh. Okay. I just want, because it's sometimes these kind of schedules just go, bazombie when there's too many things going on. I talked to a number of people who have these kind of careers where they have a number of children, and a lot of them don't even see them that much. It's kind of difficult,
No children.
Yeah. I'm not here to pry into private matters, so I won't. How long have you been married?
I've been married 3 years, and I have a wonderful husband.
Is he in the show business?
And my husband's a musician.
Ah, well, so mm-hmm. he understands the creative process as well.
He does.
Yeah.
He really does, yeah. He's currently on tour with Bette Midler.
Really?
And he just finished touring with Fleetwood Mac.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you must be music. You must enjoy music as well.
I love music. My family's, I'm not sure if you ever heard of a group called the Neville Brothers, but that's my father and my uncles.
No way.
Yes way. I'm from New Orleans. And
oh, wow.
I'm from Neville.
Well, we had Aaron on the show once.
Yeah, Uncle Aaron, yeah.
Uncle Aaron. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell it like it is.
Yep.
I love the music. Well, if you're from that family, then obviously you've got it in your blood. Are you a musician yourself? Do you actually
By the way, the Neville Brothers' new CD, they have a new CD out that actually is available now. It came out yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think he's calling me. Because I think that's the producer calling me back here.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, let's remind people to go check out Good Day Live. It's you can go to gooddaylive.com and get a schedule of all the stations and when it is as well.
Yes, that would be great. Listen, Mark, I really am so glad you invited me to come on and speak to you this morning. And I got to tell you that really, if your audience checks out Good Day Live, I think they're going to have a really good time, and they're going to walk away with a smile and some information.
Well, tell Uncle Aaron I said hi. All right.
I'll do that, Mark.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.